need you to stay in your home for a couple weeks. It's for the greater good. We need you to close your business just for a short time. It's for the greater good. We need you to stay home just a little bit longer than 2 weeks. It's for the greater good. We need you to wear this on your face. It's for the greater good. We need you to wear two of these on your face. It's for the greater good. We need you to inject this into your body. It's for the greater good. We need you to spend the holidays alone. It's for the greater good. You must inject this into your body if you want to feed your family. It's for the greater good. We need you to stop eating that. It's not good for the environment. It's for the greater good. We need you to stop driving your car and flying. It's for the greater good. We need you to stop heating your home so often. It's for the greater good. We need you to stop saying that. It's hurting some people's feelings. This is for the greater good. We need you to stop having children. It's not good for the planet. This is for the greater good. We need you to stop talking about your faith. It's offending people. This is for the greater good. We need to separate you from your children because you're not complying. This is for the greater good. We need to hold you in a facility for a little while for not cooperating. This is for the greater good.
If it's me and I know what is happening to our country in a very deep way, I know if somebody says you can't go in here unless you mask up and tells me I got to stand 6 feet apart from somebody in a line to get in a plane and then I'm going to be jammed next to them in a seat, I will not do that. I will not do that. I will not put a mask on. I will not go into that store. I will go find some other place.
What do you think we have to do to move forward?
Well, number one thing is you can't comply your way out of tyranny. Like,
you've learned that.
I have learned this. My parents have been through communism for 45 years. They've endured communism for 45 years. They tried to comply with it, and it only got worse and worse and worse. It never got better. You can't comply your way out of tyranny. And this is what the message that I would like to send out there. If people don't remember anything from this interview, it's just this. You simply cannot comply your way out of tyranny. You are either brave, you stand up now while we still have some freedoms left, while we can go out on the street and not get shot and killed. You either stand up now, or you're going to be a slave for the rest of your life. Or until when people pick up their courage and fight back like we did during the revolution. But then, if they don't stand up now, if they decide to stand up later, it's going to come at the cost of their lives. Mark my words. Mark my words. If we don't do it now, it will cost the lives of many people.
I have lost patience with those who go along with medical tyranny. Not only have you participated in evil, you've made it so much harder for those of us who are resisting the evil. You have squandered the rights that our ancestors fought for and died for, so that we have to fight for them all over again. And you didn't even bother knowing what those rights were, let alone uphold them. Even some of my friends are ghosting me rather than have the conversation that could save their lives. You have put yourselves in danger. You have put your children in danger. You have put your friends in danger. And now any one of us who gets on a plane has to ask ourselves, is the pilot going to pass out during the flight? And when we want to get service, we can't. We spend hours in lines and on phone lines waiting to get customer service because great swathes of the workforce have been zombified. Some of you did it to keep your job. And some of you did it for mere convenience. So you could take a trip or get into a restaurant. And you were willing to desecrate the temple of the Holy Spirit, which was your body, for a meal. And even with all the factual evidence, the data, mountains of data, and all the anecdotes and testimony, you still refuse even to look at it, let alone consider it. You refuse to repent. Repent not just of the physical envenomation that you brought upon yourself, but the spiritual envenomation too. And I've been watching you shuffling your way towards the cliff edge, closer and closer and closer, trying to stop you, trying to warn you, risking myself to save you. And not only are you failing to listen, you're criticizing me for helping you, while you rationalize the tyranny that's being perpetrated against you because you're in some kind of codependent relationship with your oppressor. And you're treating authority figures, people who have not one shred of integrity or courage or truth in their hearts, as if they're your priests or your abusive parents. Now, if another round of medical tyranny materializes, you may have a chance to redeem yourself and redeem the situation. If you do not, I'm done with you. There are people who do want to know the truth and do want to be saved and are willing to repent, and I'm serving them now.
This might not look familiar to you, but this is the future that's being built for you by the ruling class. This is what they mean by a sustainable future. These are your 15-minute city smart grid apartments designed to be tiny little cages for not-so-free-range humans. China is the blueprint of the smart grid system, so you only have to look at what's happening there to know what's going to be heading here. Every single movement of every citizen is recorded 100% of the time to monitor their social credit score. Anyone who misbehaves or will not comply with the regime is socially shamed and punished by removal of access to public facilities. Anyone who is friends with them on social media gets punished as well by removing points from their social credit score. This is how you train humans like puppies to be good boys and girls. Coming to a smart city near you, sponsored by Klaus Schwab, the World Economic Forum, and BlackRock.